Chris. Morning, SP. Thank you for joining today. Thank you for listening online. So let's start in prayer. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for your presence in this sanctuary, in our midst, God. And as we come again, Lord God, to the feast today, I pray, God, to just pour out the gift of a prophetic gift, Lord, and unlock, oh Lord God, our spiritual understanding, that we may able, Lord God, to fully grasp, oh God, your word today. And as we humbly come before you, we ask and we pray for the Holy Spirit teachings today, that we may able to receive, Lord God, the truth of your word. We bless you, we honor you, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So a bit rainy today, but praise God. Thank you for those who comes and those who are listening online. Now we will continue and to probably finish today the Feast of Atonement, which is the sixth feast of the Lord given to the people of Israel or the nation of Israel, which is second to the fall feast that given by God to the people of Israel, which is the Feast of Atonement. Now, we learned before that the Feast of the Trumpets and the Feast of Atonement has a gap of around 1 to 7 days before the Feast of Atonement. They started the celebration of Feast of the Trumpet on the first day of the seventh month of the Jewish calendar, which is Tishri. First, and then they're going to celebrate the Tishri in Tishri 10, or the 10th day of the seventh month, the Feast of Atonement. So let me just read the text in the Feast of Atonement in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 26 to 32. The Lord said to Moses, "The 10th day of the seventh month is the day of atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny ourselves and present a food offering to the Lord. Do not do any work on the day because it is the day of atonement. When atonement is made for you before the Lord your God, your God, those who do not deny themselves on that day must be cut off from their people. I will destroy from among their people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is to be lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live, it is the day of Sabbath rest. You must deny yourselves for the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening you are observed your Sabbath." So as we have read in the passage that this is the very solemn days of feast that God given to the nation of Israel. Three times mentioned in the text that you have to deny or humble yourself before the Lord, or else you will be cut off, or even, you know, you will be put unto death if you disobey on this commandment from God. Now, as I mentioned a while ago, that Feast of the Trumpet start on the seventh or the first day of the seventh month, and the people of Israel celebrated in 2 days. They call these 2 days known as the Days of Awakening Blast, the Day of Judgment, the Day of Remembrance, Coronation of the King, Opening of the Gates, or the Last Trump, fulfilled at the Rapture and Resurrection. Now, there's a gap of 7 days between before the celebration of Feast of Atonement, which they call the Days of Awe. Others said the prophecy of Daniel's 7 week, or others said this is the year, 7 years of tribulation. Now, there are so many teachings about, let me just give a bit of that, tidbits of that about tribulation, but we are not going to go into details. There are so many teachings about when are the rapture will come. Others said pre-trib, meaning before tribulations. Others said mid-trib, in the middle of 7 day, 7 years tribulation. And the other is post-trib, or after the 7 years tribulation. Now, I remember before a guest speaker before here, and he teaches about this tribulation, and he even gave this book. I forgot his name. And they said that it's up to a church or to you to believe whether you believe on the pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. And he himself believed that he believed in the post-trib, meaning after the tribulation, the rapture comes. But as I meditate and look, for me, this is my belief. I will not try to say that this is your belief or this is your going to receive. But for me, based on this calendars of event of feast that the Lord Jesus Christ, at God, given to the people of nation of Israel, and we know from the first four feasts, God fulfilled it exactly the way the days and time give this celebration of feast, and Jesus fulfilled it. Now, he said that there is 7 days. This is the days of awe. Tishri, or the Feast of the Trumpet, we seen that this is the time of the rapture of the church. So meaning the saints will be, even the dead and alive will be caught up in heaven. We are going to meet our Savior and Maker, Lord Jesus, in the cloud, in the heaven, in the time of Feast of the Trumpet, which is the first day of the celebration of the Feast of the Trumpet. So before the tribulation of the 7 days, 7 years tribulation, in this calendar, church has been raptured and already in the air with our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he has not yet touched down. And then on the atonement, the Lord Jesus will come down, and all the people remain on earth will see face to face our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are people remain after the rapture, and people that will go on the 7 years tribulation before the touchdown or meeting face to face of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he said in Matthew chapter 24, verse beginning 20 to 23, I think, is if he will not going to shorten the days, even the very elect will be deceived, because wickedness and the false prophet will come in during this time of days of awe and tribulation. So he said that even the very elect will be deceived. So there are people that we're going to undergo in the tribulation, which is the elect also people, and God will going to shorten those great tribulation that have never been seen before, so that he will save his people. And then after the 7 years tribulation, then the Lord Jesus will touch down, and all the nation and people of the earth will see him. And even the people, the nation of Israel, will see Jesus coming down, and they will see the pierced hand, the one that they killed. And they're going to cry, and they're going to wail, because they missed the opportunity on the first coming of Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, with his promise way back 5,000 years ago, that Jesus will come in the people of Israel. They remember the teaching about the suffering servant when Jesus Christ had been crucified. The servant had been crucified, but they didn't know the servant and the suffering servant and the Messiah is one. So when they see the days of atonement, Jesus will come down from heaven, and the peoples of the earth that remain after the rapture will wail and cry, especially the nation of Israel that remained. And they will recognize what they have done to the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so we continue, and we understand and listen, and we shared last week that the Day of Atonement, they celebrated, and it is particularly done by the chief priest during that time. Because once a year, he has to enter to the Holy of Holies to offer sacrifices for the sin offering of the nations of Israel. This priest cannot come in the Holy of Holies whenever or wherever he wants. There is only once a year that he could go inside, or else he will die. This is just an appointed day that this priest will enter to the Holy of Holies. We shared last week that if we're going to illustrate the tabernacle that the Israelites building every time they rest in the wilderness, because they don't have any temple yet, because every time they need to go one place to place because they are wandering in the wilderness. For example, the foyer is the outer court, which is surrounded with a fence. And beginning on that first glass door, up to here is the holy place. Imagine that this is the tent of meeting, surrounded by the fence on the outer court, which is in the foyer, and divided with a curtain. And this is the Holy of Holies, wherein you can find the Ark of the Covenant and the two cherubim that is covering the wings to the Ark of the Covenant. That is the tabernacle, portable tabernacle, wherein the people of Israel sat and to do their offering and worship whenever they stay in one place. So we have learned last week that there are one bull and two male goats, which is the one bull the priest should, you know, offer him for his sin offering and his people and his household before he can perform and start, you know, offering these two goats as the sin offering of the nation of Israel. So he's going after he do the sacrifice of sin offering for him and his household. He's going to place the two goats on the gate of the tent of meeting. And they're going to pray, what is the goat for the Lord? And what is the live to be sacrificed? And what is the live goat to be, you know, freed in the wilderness? And we understood that the one that they killed will be the sacrifice for the Lord. They will be killed, and then the priest will going to sprinkle and atone and cover the blood of this goat on the Holy of Holies. Then the whole nation of Israel are just, you know, watching, praying, probably and listening after the work of the priest finished inside of Holy of Holies. And then after that, he goes out again. And then he lay hands on the remaining live goat, both hands, and declare all the sin of nation of Israel, what they have done in the whole year. After that, going to ask one priest to bring that scapegoat. They said scapegoat. After they lay hands on the sins of that scapegoat and then brought it in the wilderness and set free. And we also understand last week that both being the priest and being the two goats that had been sacrificed was fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ during his first coming. Which is we can read in Hebrews chapter 9, 7:14. But only the high priest entered in the inner room, and that only once a year, and never without the blood which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people had committed in ignorance. When Christ came as a high priest of the good things that are already here, he went to the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of the goats or calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his blood, having obtained eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of heifers sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from the acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. The earthly tabernacle or temple was modeled on the heavenly sanctuary. Jesus had to enter this with and by his own blood. It is the blood that takes away all sins and gives believers in him the confidence to enter in the presence of God. So both being the priest and being the offering of the two goats, Jesus fulfilled in his first coming. 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. John 1:29, Luke, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And 1 John 3:5, but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sin. Now, the Feast of Atonement fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ in the first coming. But there is still a fulfillment that is about to come in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Feast of the Trumpet is the awakening of the saint and the rapture. By a great by blowing with a blast of the trumpet that we have learned that is Tekiah Gedola. But even at the Feast of Atonement will also commemorate or started with a trumpet again. You know, the three remaining feasts always associated with the blast of the trumpet. Feast of the Trumpet is a long blast, Tekiah Gedola. And then in this Feast of Atonement, there will be a great trump mentioned on the second coming of the Lord. And even after the 1,000 millennial, you know, during that time, there's another trumpet that will be blown, which is for the battle cry, which will be took place as well. Now, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him. Even those who pierce him in all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. In Revelation chapter 1, 7. So this is the coming on the touchdown of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth. Now, what is the great trump or the shofar that is telling about? This is separate, or this is different from the blast of shofar or trumpet during the Feast of the Trumpet. This trumpet, they call it Shofar Gadol. This is a different, there are two separate prophets speak of the great trumpet that will occur at the time of regathering the remaining Jews and elect scattered around the world. They will be brought back to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 27, verse 12 and 13, in that day the Lord will thresh from the flowing Euphrates to the wadi of Egypt, and you, O Israel, will be gathered up one by one. And in that day a great trumpet will sound. Those who are perishing in Assyria and those who are exiled in Egypt will come and worship the Lord in the holy mountain in Jerusalem. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 30 and 31, and then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with the power and great glory, and he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. This is the coming, second coming touchdown of our God, of our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. Now, there is a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, shared his wisdom of about this shofar gadol. This is wherein this is different from the Feast of the Trumpet, wherein calling of those people or the people of Israel or even the remaining people on the earth after the rapture, those who are still enjoying and those who are still in the time of, you know, not recognizing the Messiah or the Lord Jesus Christ. This means that there are those Jews who are still lost and in the pleasure of the world and submerged in the exile. Meaning they are not still recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ until he comes and until they saw the mark on their hands, and even probably the blood, that the blooded robe that the Lord Jesus Christ, and they recognize that He is the one that they have, you know, slain on that day. Now, this shofar gadol is a blast that will awaken the innermost, you know. Let me read it. This shofar is a cry of the innermost depths of the soul that transcends understanding. Like the shofar of God is an awakening in the innermost part of godliness. You know, this kind of trumpet, the first trumpet and the feast of the trumpet, is awakening, rapture, calling awakening of the saints, rapture of the church. But this blast of the trumpet, this kind of shofar gadol, is awakening the spirit within every man, the awakening of the innermost part of godliness. This is awakening that, you know, every people will really receive. In order to awaken the essence of every Jew, even those who have not understanding nor revealed, desire to come and bow down before God. The shofar gadol must be sounded. That is why this trumpet should be marked, it will be marked the coming or the touchdown of the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. And those who heard this trumpet sound, you know, I don't know, I haven't researched it, if it is a physical trumpet sound or if it is the word of God that will be spoken like a trumpet, that will, you know, open their heart and see and realize that He is Jesus, the Messiah, that they have been crucified. And many, those remain after the tribulation, will believe and will be saved. And then the gates of heaven will be closed. Meaning, the first one rapture in the feast of the trumpet, the church, and there are martyrs and elect will go through the tribulation. I hope we will not going to go through the tribulation. And that is my belief, that I will be part of the first calling of God, of the church, and the feast of the trumpet. Many will go through tribulation, the martyrs, and the day of atonement, God will call them. And then the gates of heaven will be closed. And that will mark the millennium reign of Christ and saints in the new heaven and earth. Amen. Okay, praise God. So what is our personal significance? First, we would like to say and understand that we are not putting any dates the coming of God. But we need to understand and believe and receive that Jesus will come again. Amen? Jesus will come again. The significance of Feast of Atonement is repentance before the Lord and yielding ourselves unto Him. This Feast of Atonement reminds us of the gravity of our offense, of sin. Every day, every minute, and even seconds of our life here on earth, that this is not our personal house or home, and the enemy constantly offering and even, you know, tempting, especially the children of God, to sin. That is why we should constantly repent and ask forgiveness unto God. Then you may say, oh yeah, we know that there's coming, you know, the second coming. But why should we not just focus on what is in front of us? Both correct and true. Because Apostle Paul, when he said in Thessalonians that he did not look back and press on forward and winning the goal, and winning the prize, meaning, yes, he is doing the ministry, the apostolic ministry on the Gentile, but he is looking forward on the final redemption of all creation in Christ Jesus, being with Christ and be like Christ. Isn't that, if we are running, and we are running not because we don't know where we are going, but we are running because we know where the destiny we are going. Amen? That's what we should think about the atonement. It is repentance before the Lord and yielding ourselves unto Him. The meaning of all this, that the future fulfillment of the atonement is second coming of Christ on earth and the salvation of Israel. Romans 11:25-27, Israel and the elect. Now, there's a teaching. Who is the elect? I will not go through there. There are so many teaching that the elect is those predestined by God, but in a certain time God will going to call them, and then when they receive Christ, then they are the elect. And there's also other one that God, as His sovereignty, He knows who are those going to save, and He's going to call them. So there are teaching like that, but I will not going to do that. But there's a good teaching about that. I forgot the book. I can give you later. But the prophecy of this tribulation, you have a good teaching by David Jeremiah, is in prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. Let me read in Romans 11:25-27. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come. And in this way, all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godliness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sin, which is found in Isaiah 59:20-21. So Jesus will come to save the people of Israel in this day of atonement. To sum up this atonement, the day of atonement was the most holy and solemn day in all of Israel's calendar. It was a day when the sins of the entire nation for the entire year came before both the people and the Lord. I came across also for one of the, in my research, that the Feast of Atonement also coincide on the 50th year of Israel, which is the Jubilee year, which is on the Jubilee year, all captives will be set free. All, if you borrowed money, you will be set free. If you owe someone, and even for the properties, will be giving back. It is a liberty and it is a time of freedom in the Jubilee year. I think I'm going to share that after the seven feasts, the Jubilee year and the Sabbath year of God, which is very relevant on the feast as well. So is it that so wonderful that in the Day of Atonement, all the earth, the inhabitants and the saints and the elect of God will be set free from the bondage and the hands of the enemies. Amen. Ooh, yeah, hallelujah. But through the provision of God, it was day when the sins could be atoned for. The two goats, both representing the Lord Jesus Christ, were temporary provision given by God to cover the sins of the faithful people. The fulfillment of this day will be seen when Jesus returns. The days of awe will reach their crescendo on that day. So it's also said this one, that after the 7-year tribulation, that this Feast of Atonement of the second coming touching of the Lord Jesus Christ will take place. For the nation of Israel, it is the day of release from their enemies, but also the day of mourning as they realize how they pierced and killed their Messiah 2,000 years ago. It is the day when the entire world will come face to face with the living God and see Him with their own eyes. It is the day of liberty For the people of God, it is the day of judgment for the enemies of God. For the Lord himself, it is the day when this planet is returned to its rightful owner. God and his reign begins. And this is the feast of, this is the millennium period wherein we're going to look at it on the next Wednesday, which is the feast, something to do with the feast of tabernacles or Sukkot. It is the day of atonement, the most solemn and holy day of all. This is the feast of atonement. So it is, significance is for us to continue, repent, and yield on God. And for this, I will going to finish this Feast of Atonement by sharing this new song to us. Well, not a new song, it's written by songwriter. I just have to share it. So let's just worship and come to the in the presence of the Lord.
All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saints, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for the King, we sing. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. So come, Jesus, come. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come. Verse 1. All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for the King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come.
There will be justice.
There will be justice. All will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes, God.
Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for the King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come. So God, oh, we wait for you.
Yes,
God, we wait. You're coming soon. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be church ready for you. Every heart longing for the King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for the King, we sing. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come.
Yes, Father God, longing, look forward, O God, on that day of your coming. We thank you, Father, for this truth of your word. Thank you, God, for constantly reminding us to yield on you, to repent constantly and every sin that we committed, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your conviction, your guidance, and even your teaching. In Jesus' name. So let's go in our prayer, community prayer today. Pray for those who are experiencing chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray for God's hands to be continue, you know, healing them, lay hands upon them, and faith to continue arise in their spirit. Let us pray. So as we lift up those who are having illness and also need a word of salvation, pray God for His mercy and grace. Pray of faith of healing upon them, that God is able to bring salvation and bring healing unto them. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are suffering infirmities. Pray that part of the body be lay hands by God and bring healing, and you to declare and receive by faith His word that by His stripes we were healed, that every sicknesses and illness and infirmities will be healed in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. So lift up those who are having COVID, and also pray for those frontliner and medical workers. Pray for healing. Pray for the blood of Jesus covering them and their families. And thank you for that love continue pouring out in their heart. Thank you for that courage to serve, and even use frontliners to be the ambassador of healing of Christ. Let us pray. So also pray for those who are looking for jobs. Pray for God's provision. Pray for God's opening of opportunity for them, a right direction, the vision to give them, and even the faith to continue to rise in their heart as they wait on that opportunity from God. Let us pray. Also pray for our mission focus for today.
Pray for SPBJ, Pastor Hangzo and his family and his congregation. Pray for SPSH, for Pastor Ricky, his family, and the congregation. And then the Chung's family and the church as well. Let's pray. Let's also pray for our board. Pray for the mighty hands of God continue giving them unity in the spirit. Pray for wisdom. Pray for the love to continue pour out in their heart. And the voice of God to continue be heard when they come together in every decision they make for the church. Let us pray. Also, let's lift up the fellowship, young adults ministry, single life workshop, men's ministry, Monday lifetime prayer, pure desire, women's ministry, Tuesday lunchtime prayer, betrayal and beyond, support group and others. Pray for God to use these ministries for His own, for His glory and honor, and for reaching out and the equipping of the saint. Let's pray. Let's also lift up our SP 2.0, the Building and Resources Benefactor Vision Fund. Let's pray. Also pray and lift up those pregnant women, mom in our church community. Pray for Dion, Haina and others. Need to pray for recovering and protection, both the mom and the baby's good health. And thank you for the mighty hands of God continue molding the babies in the womb of their mother. Pray for the peace, joy of the parents, and smooth pregnancy and smooth delivery. Let's pray. Let us pray. Father, thank you, God, for hearing our prayers. Thank you, God, for you are God that is always attentive to listen to our prayers of the righteous God, by the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And Father, as we lift up, thank you for sealing all those prayers, God. Thank you for the answered prayers, Father God, that even now, Lord, dispatching, Lord God, in the heavenlies, to just, Lord, give, Lord God, the answer to our prayers. Thank you, Father God, as we continue, Lord God, to look on the remaining feast. We just pray, God, that you help us continue reminded, oh Lord God, to continue repent and to see, Lord God, and to look, oh Lord God, of these coming events in the future that will going to be unfold, oh Lord God. And thank you, God, for outpouring of understanding and the prophetic gift, O Lord God, into this church and everyone, Lord God, who are desiring this gift, Lord God. And thank you, God, for another understanding in the truth of your word when we going to look, O Lord God, on the Feast of Booths, Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. Bless you, we honor you. To you alone, O Lord God, we glorify. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless, church. See you again tomorrow.